Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Good morning. Bless the Lord. So glad to hear from you this morning. And the first thing let's do is check with Brother Max to make sure he's home. Brother Max, are you there?
Good morning, Miss Billy. Yes, I am back home in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, Brother Max, you had quite a trip.
Oh, yes.
My goodness. Woo! When I found out the things and the connections God made for you, and he really brought you into the council, into the presence of some intelligence people and military
yes.
people, I'd like to ask you, what is the feeling there in the Middle East about the things that are going on and possibility of war?
Well, they are expecting a war, all of them. I'm talking Muslims, Christians, from everything they're seeing. They are expecting a war, and they are ready for it. It seems like they just want it to be done. They said they've been living in the edge for generations, and they just want it to be done. Now, most of the Muslims actually we were involved in, well, of course, family and friends, they are not against Israel. The Lord is showing them, like, Israel is doing everything they can and their part, even helping in the Middle East, helping in Jordan, helping in Syria.
Mm.
But they just see the hate from all these groups. Like, you know, Hamas, Hezbollah, Qasa'ib al-Qassam, jihad groups, they're just all over.
And, well, what are they thinking about Iran?
Oh, they do not like Iran. They do not like Iran. They wish if Iran even stop or be washed off the map.
Mm-hmm.
They are terrified in a way that Iran will take, for example, the land of Jordan. There's so much going on there. Yeah, there's so much going on there. And, you know, one of my meetings, I have to say, it was an attack from the devil. Of course, the devil works through people. And they brought me to ask me a few questions. They said, well, just stop by. Well, what day would work for you? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? So I chose the time and the day, and I went. It just reminded me, when the devil's intention is to destroy you, God's intention is to take care of you. And the Lord told me, I'm holding your hand in 2013, in 2011. And I walked out with absolutely that I can have a permit to have a church, a branch of YLH. Yes, he said, anything you need. And he was the second in command. And this is God. And he said, are here to protect you more than what you think.
Oh,
it was just...
No, so you mean...
Yes.
Now, I know that there came some attacks against you, roughing you up. And then as a result of that, when someone saw what was happening, you were summoned to a high office there in the land of Jordan.
Correct.
And they protected you. And are you telling me that you now have a permission for a church there?
Yes, and we've been praying for certain buildings next to the house, to the ministry house, and I believe the Lord we will get it. People were after me.
Oh, my goodness.
They went after me. You see that engagement that I went to for my one of my nephews?
The betrothal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there you signed with the sheikh. And he asked you to sign. So some people tried to rough you up there. Is that right?
That is correct. It went all over Facebook. I think they have TikTok. I think they have Instagram. And I was there. And people, my family, there are thousands of them, over 3,000 of them. Of course, some people hate, some people like, some people love. So the people who don't like me, they went and they put me out. They said, how could you have this person in this place and have many people come and shake his hand. And half of my family walked in line and they shook my hand. And they put my book out. You know, this guy is an infidel.
Your book?
It was. They put my book out. It was just. And we were.
Oh,
just,
my goodness.
You know,
and you were not afraid?
No, no. Absolutely.
Oh, Brother
nothing.
Max, God has done a work for you and in you. And oh, my goodness. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for everything you did for Max and Quinn while they were there and everything you did through them and the people you reached through them. I see in the Word that we're to have visible blessings. They were visible blessings, Lord, visible to the people, visible that they are blessed. And I want to thank you for it. And we thank you as the WWPs together. Thank you for bringing them home safe. And thank you for every avenue to reach people, for everything you did to reach Jordanian people, to reach Islamic people, to reach Christians there. Everything you did. And Lord, in the name above every name, we ask you, we thank you for the right to have a church, and we ask you for that church building to manifest in Jesus' name. We, the WWPs, together, we're a seasoned prayer group, and we ask you in Jesus' name for that church.
Praise the Lord,
Brother Max. Praise the Lord.
And
Miss
Billy, we met people from different countries. They're studying Arabic in the Yarmouk University in the city of Irbid, and the Lord sent them to Irbid, assignment to Irbid, and we have voice messages from them.
To your town, to your city. Yes, praise God, hallelujah. Of course, we're watching the Middle East, seeing what's happening there. We're offering because we want people to know. We now have 1,953 VI students. And I was met by some 3BI students recently when I was down in Collinsville, a couple of grandmothers, and they said they had taken their grandchildren are coming to them with questions. Young people want to know. And the grandmother said, you know, they kind of come to me. They think I'm the one that knows the Bible. And they were asking me, teenage grandchildren, what about the book of Revelation? She said, I didn't know. So I ordered it, and I'm taking it, and oh, my goodness, I've got answers for them now. So we've got the book of Ezekiel, and I'm going to put the book of Daniel and Revelation back on for $100. The election's coming up, folks, and it's so important, so vitally important. We're asking people to commit to pray. I went online. You can go online to billybrim.org, and there you can see the map. Well, I thought, I went to my area because you can enlarge it. Oh, my goodness, we got way more prayers than that. And then I figured out I hadn't signed up. So I'm praying, but I hadn't signed up. So I signed up, and I was listening today when you came on. At the first, you know, I signed in early, and you can hear plainer and clearer at the first, and people were good to mute their phones. So I heard, like, for instance, Concord, Maine, and then right away I heard Oregon. And I thought, whoa, there's both sides. And then I heard from the middle, Nebraska and Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Lawton, Oklahoma, and Wyoming, and then Virginia. And somebody said South Florida. And then the next one was Washington and Wakefield, Kansas, in the middle, Washington State, Fort Worth at the bottom, California in the west, North and South Carolina, Minnesota, Utah. Fort Thomas, Kentucky, we've got a faithful prayer there for years. And then boundary marker number one, so faithful. And I thought, oh, my goodness, we can do this. We can do this, folks. We can do it. We can take our election. Autumn Assembly of Prayer. That's going to be here in Branson at a different theater this year, October 16 through 21. There are a few rooms left. There's a hotel right there in walking distance. Very few rooms left, but there are some. The Autumn Assembly of Prayer. There's never been a more important one. If you can get there, October 16 through 21, please, please come. There's a war on against the United States of America from the heavenly Satan himself. He does not want us to have the correct people in power in manifested offices. In fact, he wants some of the craziest things you have ever heard in your life. Woke, woke, more woke, woke at, woker. Oh, my goodness. It's just out there blaring you in the face. And so somebody can stop it. And the ones who can stop it, it's not the Republican Party. It's not any campaign. The ones who can stop Satan in his tracks is the Church of the Living God. The ones who can stop Satan are you and me. And Satan is the foe. And we know how to use the authority of the believer. Bless the Lord. Last week, I went to my brother-in-law's funeral, and all the way back home, which is a 3.5-hour drive, Brenda drove me, and we went over the words. And I'm telling you, what in the afternoon, what a lesson on faith. And the Lord used Abraham, the father of our faith. He used him as our example. Now, everything he said about him is great. But this one thing stuck out to me. The Lord said, it's time to grow in Living Faith Church, the faith of Abraham. And then he gave Genesis 15, 4 through 6. And the word of Jehovah to him. This one, God had spoken to Abraham about what he would inherit, and Abraham said, I don't even have a son. I don't have a child. I've just got this servant, Eliezer. He said, this one, the Lord said, meaning the servant, shall not be your heir, but one from your own body. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your seed be. So look out here. Count the stars. Look at the sand. That's how many your seed's going to be. Now, then he gives us Hebrews 11:17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Then the Lord gave us underlined, you must remember the promise of God. Well, I thought about it. Abraham had the promise of God, but the Lord required of him to go up there, and he was willing to offer up his son on his only begotten son, on that altar of sacrifice. What did he have to do? He had to remember the promise. He remembered the promise. My seed's going to be the number of the sand, the number of the stars. But what's he doing? He's walking by faith and not by sight. And the Lord the Lord gave us that. What does walk by faith and not by sight mean? That meant walking by sight. He remembered the promise. And the Lord said, you must remember the promise of God. That's what he said to us last week. So Abraham had to remember the promise of God. He'd even told the people, we'll be back. He told the people who were waiting at the base of the mountain, the boy and I will be back. He remembered the promise. Now, what is the promise to us? What is the promise to us that we have to remember? Ephesians chapter 1. He's under our feet. Satan's under our feet. We've been seated in Christ at the right hand of the Father with total throne rights and total authority to bind Satan. It is written, we've got the keys of the kingdom to bind Satan. We have the promise in Romans 5:17, that those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life. That's the promise. Okay, so we look over here. I'm not watching the Democratic convention, by the way. But it's going on. And wild things are being said and wild things are being done. But we remember the promise. We, the Church of the Living God are the ones who have the promise that we can sit with him in the heavenlies and rule and reign. Folks, we can do this. We can keep this election. And then, should we win the election, and I'm not just for Republican, but I am for the platforms that are biblical, and I'm against the platforms that are not biblical. So we've got this promise of God. Whoever wins, and I'm believing that it will be those who are in accordance with the platforms, in accordance with the promises of God. I tell you the truth. I believe we're about to have a great awakening. I believe we're going to have, that's what we're going to pray about. At Autumn Assembly, we're going to pray about the elections, use our authority, and we're going to pray for the manifested glory of God and the ushering in of an awakening to God. I believe it's coming. Did you know that there's a prophecy from Sister Wilkerson, through Sister Wilkerson, that we'll have this last great move of God, and that a president, a spiritual president, will help us? But I tell you, folks, the enemy, he loves rioting. And either way, he'd love to riot. No matter who wins, he'd love to follow it with riots from the far right, from the far left. So I want us together, well, we've got this powerful group online right now. Folks, we're going to do our authority prayer. Now, this is how you do it. I'm sitting here in my chair. It is written that we who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life. I'm sitting in a chair because kings sit. You could be standing, you could be sitting on a bus, you could be sitting in your car driving to work. But here we go. Prayer of Ephesians. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Father of glory. We're asking you, Father, to give unto us the spirit of wisdom, of revelation, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, in him. Oh, Lord. Give us the spirit of understanding. Open our eyes to what is the call, his call to glory. What is the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And, oh, Father, teach us, inform us, give us wisdom and revelation about this power that's in us, this same power that is according to the working of your mighty power when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the church over all things. The church, the assembly, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, you raised us when we were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. But you, who are rich in mercy and for your great love with which you loved us, when you quickened him as the head, you quickened the body together with him. When you raised him, the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated him, the head, you seated the body together with him. Oh, God, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to you. We're so thankful that according to Colossians, you fitted us for the kingdom of light, and you took us out from under the dominion of the kingdom of darkness, and you put it under our feet. And now here we are, Lord. You know where we're coming from. The north, the south, the east, the west, the upper northwest, the lower parts of the states, the upper parts. Boundary marker number one, South Florida, Central U.S., we're here. And we're thanking you, and we're praising you, and we're giving you glory. We're going to ask you to give us utterance in a minute to pray what we need to about this country, about this nation, about the Middle East, about individuals who may be sick. We're going to offer our tongues to you, and you're going to use them. You're going to distribute them to pray whatever you want said in the earth today. But right now, we're doing the prayer of the authority of the believer. And because you commissioned it, and because you gave us the right, and you empowered us, we do hereby call to attention the kingdom of darkness. Satan, princes of the power of the air, powers of the air, imps, low-level devils, listen up. We take authority over you. Yes, we take authority over you in our individual lives and plead the blood of Jesus over our being, spirit, soul, and body, and over our families. But the purpose of this pointed prayer right now is the move of God. Hallelujah, that we're expecting, and the binding of all of your efforts against a free and honest election in the realms and the precincts that we control. We do say to you, cease and desist in your authority, in your maneuvers, operations, manifestations. We plead the blood of Jesus, and it is as it is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. And we bind you. We bind you from your activities against this election coming up. We bind you from the ballot boxes. We bind you from the electronic devices. We bind you from the internet. We bind you from all interference. In the name above every name and by the power that is invested in us. Oh, dear Father, thankful we are. How thankful we are. Praise you, Holy One of Israel. Manguru doha shakyama kubri kalaka kangala nodabre. Precious One, my Jesus. Help us fulfill our assignment today. Shebro divro papalitanya ne qua. Pili dudu du chua, shene kora kapito no kombre ke diga dashka da prika kabonye ne qua. Libri del suo altro gomboso di ricordo a darci. Ma le tutte di gomboso, ma sotto lo gomboso di ricordo a darci, e tu lo compri. E già non la caccia, non ancora mannaggia, non compri. Asce tambre che riga nasca. Mandi la gombra alla capito, ma cara catania, ne gola capapi. Dambra tasti, dambrati. Mangolo gomba, che gadasham, vieni con te. Il libro d'Oshwana, nel nome con frate di Gohoshe, che ne copraca. Mino di un'unione di quale caprato, di coprate, di caprala caffa. Gode di Chua, ma giondolo con due gettiane, cora mannacchia. Gilido d'Osh, che t'aprica tata la pompa. Medico, premedicom, breca de catacha, de cotonche, de catahashota. Ibili do hoshwata, macara, caflic, to the good dog, to a shenye. Oh, Father, dearest Father, my God in heaven, my King, my everything, Ushua, Tolo Kopi, Tolo Kopamba, Eriko Dohoshan, Keniko Takahalaka, Kibele Dweshwa, Chanakoro Katito, Parakatanye, Nanakombrange, Nikota. Kilibanyo na kata takaha, kada ka praktya takaha, shankya ne katapche. Mashko tobre, mashko tobre, mashko tobre. Vishwa na korko to e shankya na kotoshko tapche, kata kotoshko. Kibele dva, na korko dobre, kate kohole ke vratla, na korko toshko tapche, kata kafa. E je ne gono na kora manaka la tanya ne kohora katicho. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Bidi kwa vreke ne kora kotanje di koto eje kyakta tato koholebe kale kongadya na kora manaka. Ale vredeshan tere koho shedya re koto eje tere koto shkidakli. Oh, Father, 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 ma kolo kombe nangi di kutushka. E le brodua shenio non ho nombre que fratose che de cash, tatia. Pesho non nombre que lo nombre me le cara, ma ne ho kuro kodanche di compra. Ki li braha le tenye le koto kopapi te katanche. Mashki dora, mashki dora, ma kalakaya na kora kotanche, ne kodohi shengyana ka kotoshka. Peroti shana, peroti kopre, peroti brato, ne kola dame. Il dit du joie, chana corapatito, caracatanje de coco uchette. Givre du joie, le tito. Givre du joie, mana caracatito. Cabracatene, que le cabratia, danje de contanje de coco uchette. Oh, the papers, Lord, the papers. We lift up the papers, Lord. Midur na kwai. Givre du joie. Anyele koro patito. Oh, my Father. Parun na kinyo na kobri kalikabash. Anyo na koro katenye. Ile bru du joie. Toto kobre bru di joie. Anyele koro koto prekye. Ile bru di joie. A shik tanja. A koro ko dei. Zutua shenye na koro ma nekele ke baibale tenye ne kwa. Kondale toro ma dai, akale vratele kanga, no anagi. No anagi batio. No anagi batio pide, ya. Ta ta ne ne kota. Isha to lo kopre tiano. Paco de Contambio. My God, Pile Donia Velacato. Mene cumple mene vision, no cumple que ni capracia, no cumple un cicotosque. Y me di dua, Matiano cumple que tanie. Cabala Donia, Nica. Mene cumple, mene cumbra, mene cumbra. Isso do Lulu Schwa, Maracolene, Ibapo Latito, Ibato Latito. Pebro, Yaka, my cacca, Gombieschi. Persian, get a corpse on the car. Ishidi kodoho shengi ni kodoha kodoha shkata aplikati kodoha shanti. Iridere kohara katanji ni kodoha shengi ni kodoha shkata aplikati kodoha shanti ni kodoha shkata aplikati. Ikata ka halaila, halata, halata, halata. Mangora kodoha shengi ni kodoha shakti. Major, it's major, it's major. Oh, fratele combi di covra tali poteri di qua. Bless the name, bless the name, bless the name, bless the name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Oh, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name. You know, folks, it's just made real to me this morning that this is an assignment. You're called to this assignment. You're called to it. God calls us the saints in prayer. Just so thankful for these two appointments on Wednesdays in the morning and at noon. Well, Central Time. And by the way, I won't be out at Prayer Mountain. I'm working very diligently on the next 3DI course. And it requires almost total attention. Almost a seclusion into the Word of God. And I would think that the best way for you when I'm doing the prayer call at noon from home, is to go online and watch it at billybrim.org. That's the best way. But we will, those who like to call in, will be 12:15 or 15 minutes past the hour. What an assignment. What an assignment. What a blessed, blessed thing that the Lord would trust us and use us. It's just so overwhelming, really. Praise His name. Praise His name, praise His name, praise His name. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Thank you for your presence, your manifested presence. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Father God. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the transition. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us.
Oh, my yes. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Rejoice.
Praise your name.
Rejoice with me this morning. Your names are written in heaven. With me, nothing will hurt you. Rejoice with me this morning. Your names are written in heaven. With me, nothing will hurt you.
Oh, Father.
Rejoice with me this morning. Your names are written in heaven with me. Nothing will hurt you. Next line is underlined. It is all in my blood and all authority has been given to me. No more darkness, church. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. It is all in my blood and all authority has been given to me. No more darkness. It is all in my blood, and all authority has been given to me. No more darkness, church. Next line. These are long lines this morning. Stand, but I'm thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stand in prayer. The change starts, and it will not end until your prayers are answered. Stand in prayer. The change starts, and it will not end until your prayers, with an S, are answered. Stand in prayer, the change starts, and it will not end until all your prayers are answered.
All? Pray. I didn't hear all the first time you read it.
Oh. Okay, I'll read it again. What is all here? Yeah, there's all. All your prayers are answered. I'll read it again. Stand
okay.
in prayer. Stand in prayer. The change start and it will not end until all your prayers are answered.
Hallelujah.
I probably, if I missed all, I apologize.
Well, I'm not sure it could have been me for easily, probably me.
Next line is underlined. And he gave us Ephesians 6:12. So the Lord gave us Ephesians 6:12, and it was underlined. Next line. Pay attention and stand together when you pray with my friend and prophet in unity. Pay attention and stand together when you pray with my friend and prophet in unity.
What was the last two words?
In unity.
In unity.
And unity. I'll read it again.
Yes.
Just to make sure everybody have it written down. Pay attention and stand together when you pray with my friend and prophet in unity. Next line. Colossians with a C, 3:14-1:4. Colossians 3:14. Philippians 2:2. Philippians 2:2. 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8. Next line. See your peace in my words with an S. See your peace in my words and live together in unity. Remember, I give you this assignment to stand together, my children. Wow, I'll read it again maybe a couple of times here, and I'll slow down. See your peace in my word. And live together in unity. Remember, I give you this assignment to stand together, my children. I'll read it again, make sure everybody has it down. See your peace in my words. And live together in unity. Remember, I give you this assignment to stand together, my children. praise the Lord. Next line. There is no time of listening to the news. There is no time of listening to the news. Spend your time understanding my word to you. There is no time of listening to the news. Spend your time understanding my words to you. I'll read again. There is no time of listening to the news. Spend your time understanding my word to you. This line is underlined. Thank you, Lord. Now, many of you know that my name is Matt.
Are you reading?
No, I'm not reading. I'm speaking. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so hear me out here. Many of you know my name as Max, but my original name is Muhammad. Not Muhammad, Muhammad. And that is M-U-H-A-N-N as in Nancy, A-D. Now listen to this line. This is for both of us, Miss Julie. And this is underlined and it starts like this. Somebody prayed this, I don't know. Muhammad, M-U-H, I'm almost missing my name here, thank you Lord. M-U-H, A, N as in Nancy, A-D, Muhammad and Billy, are serving me.
What is it after the names?
Serving me. Muhammad and Billy are serving me. And it's underlined. Next line. Stand with my prophet and friend in support and love in the three nations. Stand.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll read
here,
again.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, the glory of God is so strong. Maybe
I know. I know it. I'm telling you, no, it's not. It's just like from my eyes have just been flowing water.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Stand. This is the next line here. Stand with my prophet. Stand with my prophet and friend. In support and love in the three nations. Stand
is it three?
Three. It's a number, actually. It's not a word.
Okay.
Three nations. Stand with my prophet and friend in support and love in the three nations. I know those nations.
Mm-hmm. Is it the United States, Israel, and Jordan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it can't be any other. Can't be any other nation. And again, you guys are praying. Everybody on this call is praying in unknown tongues. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 13:11. That's really, I'm not reading now, but that's really a confirmation from the lady I told you in North Dakota that she really prayed for me since 92.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Next line. My beloved, this is a spiritual meeting. Okay, there's
meeting.
Meeting.
Okay, let me ask you another word. Is the word a before spiritual? My beloved, this is a spiritual meeting?
No.
No A. Okay. My beloved, this is spiritual meeting.
Spiritual
right?
Meeting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the line goes on like this. Spiritual meeting. You have heard much from me, which applied and blessed your lives. Okay, I'll read it all over again here. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength this morning. Praise the Lord. My beloved, this is a spiritual meeting. You have heard much from me, which applied and blessed Edie your lives.
Hallelujah. Praise his name.
I'll read it again, Miss Billy. I know time, but I wanted to make sure here. My beloved, this is a spiritual meeting. You have heard much from me, which applied and blessed your lives. All right, next line. This line is underlined, the one I'm going to read. It is all about the Holy Spirit in you. It is all about the Holy Spirit in you. That's the line, and it's underlined. It is all about the Holy Spirit, in you. All right. Next line. 2 Corinthians 20:17. 2 Corinthians 20:17. Deuteronomy 18:18. Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. Next line. Behold and write these words. Behold and write these words with an S. Behold and write these words. Next line is underlined. All of this for the sake of my children. And it's underlined. All of this for the sake of my children. My goodness, if we just dig deeper in these words this morning, all of this for the sake of my children, and it's underlined. First, next line, 1 Peter 1:20. 1 Peter 1:20. Okay, next line. As I send, S-E-N-D, as I send Elijah, I send them both to you.
Is it sent or as I send, S-E-N-D?
Yeah.
Elijah, I, and then the next one, is it S-E-N-T or S-E-N-D?
S-E-N-D.
S-E-N-D. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to get those.
No, you're fine. I'll just give you what the Lord gives us here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As I send Elijah, I send them both to you before the day comes.
Mm-mm.
That's the line. As I send Elijah, I send them both to you before the day comes.
Mm-mm.
Next line. Next line. Mm. No more distraction. No more distraction. When the prophet speaks in my name,
No more distraction, and then what?
When the prophet speaks.
When?
Yeah, when the prophet speaks in my name. No more distraction when the prophet speaks in my name. That's the line. Then the Lord give us Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Deuteronomy 18:22. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22. James 1:5. James 1:5. Next line is underline. Listen to the truth and not. Yeah, an OT. Listen to the truth and not turn away. Listen to the truth and not turn away. And it's all underlined. Listen to the truth and
is that underlined? Listen to the truth
all
and not turn away. It's underlined.
It's underlined. Correct. Yeah. All right. Moving along here. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. Next line. You church, have a covenant with me. Do you understand? You church have a covenant with me. Do you understand? You church have a covenant with me. Do you understand? And then he gave us the book of Exodus 34:3-4, verse 27. Exodus 34:27. Next line. You are to listen. You are to listen. That's the line. You are to listen. Next line. You have what they have, church. You have what they have, church. Next line is underlined. So you have what they have, church, and next line is underlined. I am the spirit of the prophecy. I believe it is prophecy. I am the spirit of the prophecy. That's the line.
Prophecy?
Prophecy, yes. P-R-O-P-H-E-C-Y.
Okay.
I am the spirit of the prophecy. Next line. Did I say that was underlined?
No. I didn't get it, if you did. I am the spirit of the prophecy is underlined?
Correct.
Thank you.
Next line. Deuteronomy 18, verse 15, 1-5. Deuteronomy 18, 15. Next line, listen to this. You have work to do, church. Thank you, Lord. You have work to do, church. And really, not to laugh at it, we have work to do.
We just know that. Yes, we do.
Yeah. You have work to do, church. Next line. I prepare their ways, W-A-Y-S, today. I prepare their ways today. That's the line. I prepare their ways today. Then the Lord gave us Luke 1, verse 76.
7-6?
7-6.
Okay.
Trust in me. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking so much while we were praying that this is an assignment and how holy it is. That's why I don't put it up on YouTube. You know, it's holy. It's not prophecy. It's prayer. It's kind of like prophetic prayer, but we're not given the charge by the Lord to put this up as prophecy. This is prayer. And it is prophetic prayer, but our job is to pray. And so that's why we don't advertise it or put it up or try to, you know, profit off of it in any way. It's just a holy thing this time. Bless the Lord. Rejoice with me this morning. Your names are written in heaven with me. You know what I think? I know that our names are written in heaven, that we're born again. But I think he's written our names as a part of this company.
Yes.
There's lots of companies. But I really believe right here he was talking about this prayer group with this assignment. Our names
yes.
are written in heaven.
Yes.
Together.
Praise God.
Did you receive that as well, brother? Did that seem right?
Oh, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. That's why I'm in total agreement. It hit me right away when I read it.
Yes. So we're listed there as a group. We're listed as a company of prayers. Nothing will hurt you. And then underlined, it is all in my blood. And all authority has been given to me. No more darkness, church. Stand in prayer. The change starts, and it will not end until all your prayers are answered.
Praise God.
Then this script, scripture is underlined, Ephesians 6:12. Isn't that amazing thing?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, our prayers are recorded as well. And they're there, and he's gathered them. For we do not wrestle, and this is what he wants us to know. And this is what we do when we take authority over these evil spirits. He really wants us to know this. That's why he had us underlined it. This is in the ESV. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Pay attention and stand together when you pray with my friend and prophet in unity. Yes, he wants us to pay attention. He doesn't want us to be doing 900 other things, but pay attention and pray, and then pay attention to what's said. Colossians 3:14. And above all these, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And that is the New American, 1995. It uses the word unity. Philippians 2:2. Fulfill you my joy, that you may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Now that is the ESV. And I chose it because it uses the word unity again. See your peace in my words. And live together in unity. Remember, I give you this assignment to stand together, my children. All while we were praying, even I went back while we were praying and read the words of him giving us this assignment. So he's really talking about this assignment this morning to us who are in it. I'm going to start that again. See your peace in my words and live together in unity. Remember, I give you this assignment to stand together, my children. There is no time of listening to the news. Spend your time understanding my words to you.
Wow.
And he's talking about these words that he gives us in this assignment. And then underlined, Muhammad and Billy are serving me. Stand with my prophet and friend in support and love in the three nations. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, rejoice. Be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. And that is in the New American. The ESV is fine. We brothers rejoice, aim for restoration, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of peace, the God of love and peace, will be with you. So good. My beloved, this is spiritual meeting. You have heard much from me, which applied and blessed your lives. Underlined, it is all about the Holy Spirit in you. 2 Corinthians 20:17. You know, I get emails. Did I write that incorrectly? There's no 20th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Could it be Chronicles?
Oh. What did I give you?
I wrote down 2 Corinthians 20:17, but you might have given Chronicles.
Chronicles.
Is it Chronicles?
It looks like Corinthians, but I don't know.
It can't be Corinthians. Could it be First? Let's see.
The First?
No, neither one of those have 20 chapters. Now, Chronicles does.
It could have been Chronicles. Does it have an etch into it?
Second Chronicles 2017 is...
I need to look into these numbers here. I'll get back to you.
You get back. But in the meantime, yeah. I'll read 2 Chronicles 20:17.
Okay.
You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord. On your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. Now that was 2 Chronicles. You look into it and see what seems right in your spirit. Deuteronomy 18:18. I will raise up a prophet from among your brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. I don't think that 2 Chronicles 20:17 is correct. You pray about it and see what is correct. Let us know.
Yes. Yeah,
Romans 12:2.
Yeah.
Okay. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Behold and write these words. Then the next line is underlined. All of this for the sake of my children. 1 Peter 1:20. For he was foreordained or foreknown before the foundation of the world, But he has appeared in these last times for the sake of you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. As I send Elijah, I send them both to you before the day comes. No more distraction when the prophet speaks in my name. Malachi 4, 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land or the earth with a curse, or some say utter destruction. You know, he promised to send Elijah prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The disciples said to Jesus, but Elijah is supposed to come. And he said, if you'll receive it, John the Baptist was Elijah. Now, with Brother Hagin, the Lord appeared to his mother before he was born and said that he would have the place in the second coming of the Lord that Elijah had in the first coming of the Lord. John the Baptist had in the first coming of the Lord. Well, it has to do with Elijah. And what is Elijah? Elijah the prophet comes before the coming of the great. There is an anointing. Brother Hagin called it the Elijah anointing. And he said, it's not just for me. It's for those of us like us who believe and walk in faith. It's a spirit that prepares. It's the spirit of Elijah upon us, preparing the way of the Lord. And really, even this call, folks, I really feel is preparing the way of the Lord. It has the Elijah anointing on it. It's a manifestation of what I saw would happen in the last days, that the gifts would operate the way God designed them to operate. And so here we have tongues and interpretation in a way God designed it to operate. And it has upon it the anointing of Elijah, the whole prayer call, the whole company. That's why we're to treat with holiness. We're to treat it with a special holiness. When you come together to pray, I know Max prepares himself in the mornings. We come prepared. We don't come, eating our scrambled eggs and just listening. Come with as a person who's taking part and honor it. And what you honor is honored. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 18:22. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him. There are false prophets right today, folks. Or there are well-intentioned people, but what they say doesn't... You have the right to judge what's said. We can judge prophecies. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. If you lack wisdom, if you hear a prophecy, you hear a prophet, you lack wisdom about whether or what they said is true or not, well, just ask the Lord for wisdom. He'll help you. He'll help you to know when this prophet speaks and when it's not right. Then the next line is underlined, listen to the truth and not turn away. 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine or sound teaching. But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths or fables. We're going to listen to the truth. We're not going to turn away. Oh, Jesus, no. That was me. You, church, have a covenant with me. Do you understand? Exodus 34, 27. Exodus 34, 27. And the Lord said to Moses, write down these words. For in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. You ought to listen. You have what they have, church. And then underlined, I am the spirit of the prophecy. Deuteronomy 18:15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brethren. You shall listen to him. Did he just give us that? Must have been in another scripture because he did say that.
I think he gave us that.
It must be in one of those other Deuteronomy scriptures as well.
No, he gave us Deuteronomy 18:18, and then now he gave us Deuteronomy 18:15.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, and they're the same.
Oh.
They actually are the same. If you, I'm looking at my Deuteronomy 18:15, and then 18:18. If you go on down, then that's spoken twice in that chapter.
Yes, and I have
verse and the 18th verse.
Yeah, yes? When you're done, I have clarification on second.
Okay.
Corinthians 2:17.
Okay. All right, now you have work to do, church. I prepare their ways today. Luke 1:76. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways.
Hmm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Zechariah, the prophet. That was Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. So again, he's talking about that spirit of Elijah. We are the ones who prepare the way of the Lord. That's the spirit of Elijah upon us. All right. Now you have clarification, you say?
Yeah, it's 2:17. Second Corinthians 2:17.
Okay. Second Corinthians 2:17.
Yeah. About it.
Okay. Well, let's look at Second Corinthians 2:17. Okay. 2 Corinthians 2:17. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. Now, in the I'm going to read it to you in the ESV. We are not like so many peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. And here it is in the Amplified. Well, we are not like so many, like hucksters making a trade of peddling God's word, shortchanging and adulterating the divine message, but like men of sincerity and the purest motive, as commissioned and sent by God, we speak his message in Christ the Messiah in the very sight and presence of God. I believe that's right.
Look at King James Version.
King James Version. Uh-huh.
Oh, no, certainly. When saying New King James, sorry.
Oh, New King James. I don't have the New King James here.
Oh, okay. You have it, Quinn?
I do have that Bible, but it's in my other room.
Okay, Quinn will read it.
Okay.
Okay. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity as though sent from God.
Yes, that's good. Praise the Lord.
And that's from our WWP sister, Susan Wilkins.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. No, it's clear.
I like, doesn't it say at the end, though, in the sight of God speak we in Christ? That's a very important part of it. In the very sight and presence of God. Hallelujah. That's the end phrase. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And the thing God said before us, my beloved, this is spiritual meeting. You have heard much from me, which applied and blessed your lives. It's all about the Holy Spirit in you.
Yes.
So, King James, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Now, to me, that says, as we're here on this call, and we're receiving these words, it's not something like a peddler or this or that, but we're sincere, we're commissioned by God, and we recognize that in the sight of God, in the very sight of, well, I'm going to end this with the Amplified because it's really good. We speak in Christ in the very sight and presence of God. In other words, what Max is speaking, what I am speaking, and God has given us in the tongues and interpretation, we realize as we're speaking and giving it that it's being given in the very sight of God and presence of God. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be good if every word we speak, we realize we're speaking in the sight and presence of God? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Quite a powerful morning. And again, Lord, we just do thank you and praise you. And again, I would invite you to go online, and that's billybrim.org. They're having a prayer meeting out there, and it'll help you get, if you're online, watching online, it helps you know this is a prayer meeting, it's a spiritual meeting, it's a prayer meeting. Brenda will be out there, and are oh so faithful prayers. The ones that come, they don't care if I'm there or not, because they know they're praying in the sight and presence of God. Then they eat together and have fellowship. We have a good meal out there, good cooks. So we invite you to come out if you can and be online. Otherwise, we will be calling in. Max and I will call in and we'll turn on will be at 12:15 our time, and of course it's 15 past the hour wherever you are. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And so until that time in our next wonderful, wonderful meeting with God, I'll just be saying shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.